Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of The Twilight Diaries. It's Wednesday, May 19th, 2010, and I'm going to be your host tonight, Amber. Gina's also with me, and as always, we have with us Amy. May is the Vampire Diaries month here at VRO, and tonight we're excited to bring you Candace Acula, who we know and love as Caroline Forbes on The Vampire Diaries. Hello, Candace.
Hi. How are you guys?
How are you this evening?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Good. Yeah, I'm back in Los Angeles, so just soaking up the sunshine.
That's good.
Awesome.
We're soaking it back up here in Georgia, too.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon?
I said we're soaking it up in Georgia, too. It's been pretty hot.
Oh, I'm sure. I know. The only thing, we get dry heat and pollenless heat over here, so it's literally been a whole new world. I'm like, wait a second, you know, I'm not sweating the second I step out my door. It's crazy. And all of our cars look like normal cars without the pollen. Like, it's unheard of.
Exactly. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us tonight. And we just wanted to let you know that we, at the VRO, we don't really do a lot of the questions ourselves because we are a fan-oriented station. And so we had the fans send in questions, and we got so many questions. There just wasn't even, I mean, we didn't even know where to begin. So we just got so many questions. So yeah, you got a lot of fans out there. So we'll just jump in and get started with these questions. And before we do get started, I want to let everybody know that we will be taking a few callers. Candace is going to be taking a few callers. If you have a question you want to call in about, you can call in at between 9:10 and 9:15. Please go ahead and call in, and we will take the first four callers that we get. So, but if you're on the line right now, because it gets so crazy on our switchboard, if you're on the line right now waiting to ask her a question, please hang up and call back then. That way we will know who is calling in to ask questions based on who calls in at the proper time. Just to let you guys know, sometimes if we don't pick you up, it's because the switchboard gets quite crazy at times, and we don't know who is the new callers and who are the callers that have been just hanging with us, just listening for a while. Okay, here we go.
All right. Candace, before we get into the fan questions, I'd like to give you a chance to talk about your campaign. Is it Limonade? Like lemonade?
Limonade.com is strictly an awareness website and an online community for people who have loved ones suffering with Lyme or for those who do have Lyme, and just a way, it's an online network to learn more about it and to share your story and your experiences. Growing up, one of my dearest friends, her name is Terry Racer, we both went off, like, graduated high school, and we grew up together. We were in a music group together. We, you know, went to homecoming. We double dated together. You know, she was a very big part of my growing up in Orlando, Florida. And once, a couple years after we both graduated, I had spoken to her, and she had been sick for a while, and they finally found out that she was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And I had never heard of Lyme disease. And when I know that I asked my mom, and she said you could get it from a tick, and that was kind of the extent that she knew of it as well, which it's actually a much, much more complicated disease that can completely take over your life, and it has taken over her life. So I've now started working with Turn the Corner, which is an organization that helps the fight against Lyme disease and also supports creating awareness just so people know that it's out there. Because it's a very big disease. I'm still learning about it myself. And so part of being associated with these great organizations is I'm educating myself, hopefully educating others as well.
Right.
That's awesome.
I have a friend that she was bitten and was diagnosed with Lyme disease last year. And people just don't know, a lot of people don't know, unless they, go to this website and really learn more about it and things like that, because people don't know that Lyme disease is is just terrible on your body, because when you get it and you go to the doctor and get supposedly cured, you don't really get cured. Some people suffer with this, with the effects from this illness even after the, you know, even after the quote
the treatment.
Yeah, they suffer with the effects of it for years. I mean, her doctor told her that it may be years that she has terrible debilitating pain that's very, very similar to a really severe arthritis. And that's just, you know, it's just honestly, she's an amazing person for just persevering, you know. So the people that, that have to deal with that kind of thing, they are just amazing people.
Well, that's the thing, is that, and something that I keep continuously learning by every story that I read or every story that I'm told, is every circumstance is different. And, you know, it's impossible to treat the disease because there's so many different facets of it. You really do have to treat the patient. And so there needs to be more being studied about how to treat each specific patient and to understand the different facets of the disease. And, but yeah, it hurt my heart to hear that she was sick, but I didn't understand it. And I'm thinking, oh, well, a bug bite, you know, what harm can that be? And cut to, you know, years later, and she's still in bed, and she can't move. She can't get up and stand on her own. You know, she has heat intolerance. She blacks out. She has seizures. I mean, it's completely taken over her body. So,
So this is a good program and a good thing to have, help people become more aware, really is.
Yes. So thank you guys for asking that question. I really appreciate it.
And she's really lucky to have a friend like you that, you know, in the position that you're in, to really make this aware for people. And so we can all come together. We can lend our support as well, because I think it's a really good cause. And I have a cousin with cystic fibrosis, so I'm always interested in getting involved with things that research there isn't enough of.
Yes, exactly. Well, and she, you know, there's always, you know, the few friends that you can count on your hand, and she's definitely one of them. And she's always been so supportive, and she's one of the few people I've kept in touch with growing up. And, you know, because as you change, you lose touch with friends and stuff. And she's one of the few that we've always kept in touch with. So everyone send love to Carrie in Orlando. Please think positive thoughts.
We love you, Carrie in Orlando.
Yay, we love you, Carrie in Orlando.
And everyone else out there suffering from it as well. We love all of you too.
Yes, positive thoughts.
All right, well, I guess we'll get into a few questions. And like she said before, these are all sent in by fans. So we'll start with, how did you get into acting?
I got into acting auditioning. I did music. I moved out to L.A. when I was 16, and I did music, and I did a record. And while doing all of that, I had the opportunity to start auditioning. And after auditioning, I started working. And then I fell absolutely in love with the job and took classes and soaked up as much as I could and learned as much as I could, and I've learned and grown with every job that I've been fortunate to have.
Good. That's awesome. Everybody's story's different, so you have to ask
something like that. That's my nutshell version. It's a lot more complicated than that. There are a lot more, like, successes and then setbacks, which there always are. It's the roller coaster of getting from point A to point B to point C, and so whatever point I'm at, it's been a great, great ride, all of it.
That's good. That's good. Yep, you're on a very good show right now.
Oh yeah.
I think so. I'm so proud to be a part of it. I really, really am.
Me too. As a fan, I'm proud to be a part of it. As a fan, yep. Well, speaking of the show, can you tell us which scene was the most fun to shoot during season one?
Oh man, during season one. I still have to go back to the pilot. The pilot was such a life-changing, you know, just such a memorable experience. I feel like I can say for all of us. And so shooting, in the last scene that I shot for the pilot just so happened to be the scene where I'm sitting in the grill and I'm saying, you know, why does Elena get all the guys and why does that happen? And I feel like any girlfriends that I had talked to about, you know, the part, and that they'd all kind of like, I told them about that scene and we all shared a very big laugh about it because we've all been through that. We've all had those moments. And,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, that was the last scene that I shot of the pilot. And I'm just, I don't know, that one just sticks out in my mind as a really great moment. And it's always been fun to do like the themed dances, like the theme, like the 50s dance was really fun, seeing everyone dressed up, or for Halloween. Like that's always a really fun day to work. You know, when you're sitting around and you're at work and even with the crew, like everyone's sneaking candy all day long. Like you're like, wait a second, this is my job. This is crazy.
Awesome. Yeah. It, I know we, several of us, Amy and myself and Amber also, and a couple of our friends from the help work with the VRO, we were fortunate enough to be able to go out there and work as extras on the shooting, the finale during the parade and everything. And I'm telling you what, we were all like, this is so much fun.
It really was a parade. I mean, they really shut down the whole town and had a parade and fireworks. I mean, it was pretty crazy. Did you guys have fun? You guys, I hope we're wearing sunscreen because the rest of the day, like anytime seeing anyone, we all had terrible, awful tan lines for the rest of the
week. Yeah, I got pretty burnt. I definitely got pretty burnt.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I wore a ton of sunscreen. I'm one of those very, very, very white people who I always joke that I have a moon tan. So I made sure I had plenty on. No worries there. But it was
nice.
It was so much fun. And I always say, because you know I did, you know, little like stage acting and such in college and whatnot, and my son actually, who's graduating this year, he wants to study to become an actor, and I just like, that is just, to me, that's just so awesome that you get to go and be a different person, you get to do different things, you get to meet different people, you get to see different places. What an awesome job.
It's a wonderful, wonderful job that, you know, I'm very, very grateful to be able to call my job. I'd done a couple, you know, co-stars, you know, guest stars, but I'd never had like a multiple episode arc. I'd never been on a television show before. So it's been a very life-changing year. And just, you know, as an actress, there's been a lot to learn. And, you know, I'm excited to continue learning, but I'm very grateful for the past year.
Awesome. Well, we are too, because we love your character on the show. She's so unlike you, because I've been able to meet you, and she's so unlike you. You are such a cool and sweet and awesome person. And at the beginning of the season especially, she was just kind of this little, you know, almost that little, you know, the bitchy girlfriend that you had in high school, and and it was so funny. So that kind of leads me to my next question is, you know, with your character on the show, the way you play her on the show, what other character do you think that maybe she can have some more interaction with, should have more interaction with, or would you like to see her have more interaction with on the show?
I don't know, you know, I think that it's going to be interesting to continue to see where the female dynamics go between, you know, the trifecta of Elena, Bonnie, and Caroline. You know, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster within their friendships, and, you know, I feel like there is always kind of like, there is always kind of the two against one at a certain point. You know, I feel like it was either Bonnie and Elena together, and then Caroline, or Bonnie and Caroline, and then Elena on the other side. So I think it'll be interesting to see what could potentially happen between the female energy and the female bond, the female friendships within the show. I've really enjoyed watching Caroline grow and not just be, you know, the snarky or the bitchy friend, as you said. And
right.
And she's, you know, started to kind of, because all of that's kind of like a self-defense. That's all, you know, it's putting up a wall. It's all a kind of a protecting yourself by hiding, like masking, you know, behind being snarky, because who wants to be vulnerable? And I think that through her relationship with Matt, she's starting to let her vulnerability in a little bit. And telling Elena how she feels, like, you're always the number one. You know, that's a big thing to, like, tell your friend how you really feel about your friendship. That's a huge step. So I like the direction that she's been going, and that's just, it's part of being, you know, a teenager, is you go through giant, giant waves of that, as figuring out who you are and how you're defined in the world and how you're defined amongst your friends. And so I'm excited to see what's going to happen next.
All right, well, that leads right into the next question is, on the show, what do you think of the relationship between Caroline and her mother, and do you think we'll learn any more about the whole Forbes family background in the next season?
I think that the relationship between Caroline and her mother, it is what it is. They both, it's, you know, Caroline's and a teenager who feels that, just like, you know, all of us, I think, as teenagers at one point or another, felt like you know everything in the world. And, you know, and then your parents, you know, they couldn't understand and they've never been there before. And so there is going to be that, like, automatic, just, you know, friction just from being a teenager and being told what to do by your mother. But I think that it's also going to be interesting to see what happens, because Caroline's mother is hiding very, very big secrets from her. You know, the fact that there's vampires in town, and she's not just a sheriff that's trying to, you know, protect from or just monitor parades. You know, she's a sheriff that really does have a lot on her shoulders and protecting, you know, the people and the lives of the town. So, you know, I think it's not just Caroline, you know, putting a wall up against her mother. I think that, you know, Sheriff Forbes also has a very big wall up against her daughter, because there's things that have just been unsaid and there's secrets that she's holding. And I'll be interested to see if we do find out more about the Forbes family. You know, I'd love to meet my dads and see that whole dynamic. I think it would be great.
Oh yeah, us too. I've been thinking. We kind of were joking around, of whether we'll get to see the dad and the boyfriend next year. We kind of laugh about that.
We've all been wanting it.
Yeah.
I do too. I do too. Fingers crossed.
I think it'll be good. Well, we've all seen. Speaking of this, talking about the three girls and everything, and we've definitely seen that towards the end of the first season that Caroline and Bonnie have become closer. So if the time comes that Bonnie shares her secrets with Caroline, how do you think that Caroline's going to react to it?
I don't know. Well, I have no idea. I mean, it's interesting because of the, you know, the seance episode. You know, essentially, she was kind of telling her, like, listen, I'm a witch. And she's like, oh, whatever. Like, no, you're not. You know, I don't think that she really believes any of it. So I think it'll be interesting. You know, it has to be a pretty, you know, right there in front of her. I don't think that Caroline, I don't know. I don't know how she'll take to it. I think it's all going to be depending in the manner that it's shown to her.
Right. And Caroline seems to be just about the only character that doesn't have secrets. It's like everybody has secrets but her.
Yeah, she's pretty out in the open about her feelings and what she wants and what she's upset that she's not getting, and, you know, yeah.
True. Yep.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll go to this one. Have you read the book series?
I haven't read the book series. And I have this odd feeling that I'm going to finally read the book series when we're done shooting the series. just because I know that obviously our writers are, you know, it's a show that's based off of the book series, The Vampire Diaries, but they're using that as a very strong skeleton, but they're not necessarily sticking to it 110%, as I think that everyone can notice from the first season. So, and even that's why the writer's always hesitant to tell us future storylines, is because if we get attached to something and then they change their mind and want to go in a different direction, we don't have it in our heads of this is going to be one way and this is what's going to happen. So I kind of feel the same with the book series. I just don't want to have this preconceived notion of who Caroline is, because she is different on the television series than she is in the book series. It, you know, I did research kind of how they broke her down in the books. But I just don't want to have that preconceived notion of where she is or where she's going. I want to be able to figure it out right there along with her.
I think that's good. That's good to do. I think that's a good idea, actually, because then you don't want to get, well, I don't want to be like this character. I don't want to be like how she is. I like how I am now and so forth. Because, I mean, Caroline's already changed a lot.
Yeah.
Even though she was under Damon's powers, but she still is a different Caroline now than she started out at the beginning of the show. So.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to do, we have some callers lined up. We're going to do a couple of more questions, and then we will go to the callers. So, callers, I'll let you know. We'll be ready in just a minute. All right. My question, because I actually live here in Atlanta and have been able to go out there and watch you guys film occasionally, is how did you like filming in Covington here in Georgia versus the filming out in L.A. or one of the more, you know, more I guess, usual spots where you would film a show?
Well, what's funny is that I'm starting to notice that there's not a lot that films in L.A. I mean, there are, but compared to everything that's on television and all the movies, a lot of things are shot outside of Los Angeles. We were initially supposed to shoot the series in Vancouver, and I'm really happy. Like, I love Vancouver. I personally am really excited to be in Atlanta. I have family there. I'm close to where I grew up. I grew up in Orlando, Florida. I've really fallen in love with the city and the different areas, and you know, I love downtown Decatur and all the restaurants and the parks. There's a park on every parks are like Starbucks in Atlanta. There's one on every corner, and people are just always there enjoying the day, and I love that. And and Covington is great. I just love that. Even in order to shoot there, they you know our production really did have to ask the town council. You know, it really is a community I think it really does give the show an extra tone and an extra, you know, piece of soul, because it really is its own, you know, it is its own Mystic Falls in a sense. And I mean, you can't beat Scoop's ice cream. I mean, hands down.
Oh, I know.
I think that's what makes it. That is why we shoot in Covington. It's not the town. It's really all for Scoop's.
Oh yeah.
And the pizza place.
Oh yeah.
And the pizza place. Yes. And Pizza Joy.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, we've heard you got some pranksters on set, so do you have any good stories you could share?
No. No. I don't have any good stories I can share about the pranks.
There's little pranks.
It's all been the boys. The boys have all been in on the pranks. All of us girls have just been out of it, so... So all the boys have been having fun with that.
That's good.
Awesome. Yeah, when some of the guys have called in, I think Matt Davis is probably the biggest one, because when we asked him about it, he had his total denial. But when we asked Steve McQueen and Sterling Suleiman, oh, they all pointed fingers at Matt. I see Matt like joke around with people.
No, it's all right. That's the boys.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take some callers now. I have some lined up. We were going to pick up Kimberly. Let me pick her up. Kimberly, you're on the line with Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just listening to you. But my question for you was, if you could play any character on the show besides Caroline, who would you want to play and why?
I'd be Damon. Because I'd hope to be as gorgeous and pretty as Ian Somerhalder, because I swear he's prettier than most women I've ever seen, ever in my entire life. In all seriousness, though, I think that character is so wickedly, deliciously fun. And so I think that we all have a little Damon envy.
Oh yeah, I think we all do.
I can agree with that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, Kimberly.
Cool. Thanks for answering my question, Candace.
Thanks, Kimberly. Of course. Thank you. Thanks for watching.
All right. Our next caller is Dilpreet. Let me bring her in. Dilpreet, you're on the air with Candace.
How are you? Hi, how are you?
I'm good. My question is, if you had any, like, dream movie or show, what would it be?
Hmm. 30 Rock for comedy, and then Dexter for, like, crazy dramas. If we're just going by, like, what's on right now.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, those would be the winners.
And that sounds amazing show.
Pardon?
I was wondering, I also know that you worked with Miley once, too.
I did.
How was that like?
It was a blast. I went on the road as a backup singer on this huge tour. I'd never gone on the road or been on tour before, and I went with the guys in the band I'd all worked with and known before, so it was like going on tour with my brothers, and Miley's so talented, and it was a blast to share the stage with her every single night, and she rocked it, and it was a fun set and a fun concert, and it was an absolute blast, and it's an unforgettable time in my life.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks still for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
All right, and our next caller is Ashley. Oops, if I can find her number. Here we go. Ashley, you're on the air with Candace.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
Good. How are you, Ashley?
I'm good. My question is, if you're really good friends with Nina, Paul, and Ian, and I was wondering if they're, like, cool people on and off the set.
Yeah, we're actually all really, really good friends. And everyone is legitimately very cool to hang around offset. We actually hang around so much offset that it's probably we should probably start making other friends because we constantly see each other so often. It's Friday night, and then we'll get off work, and everyone's like, what are we doing Saturday? And we all get together for dinner Saturday night, and then it's like, oh, we should all go shopping, or we should all go to brunch on Sunday. We do spend a lot of time together. Those three in particular have really crazy schedules, so you know, we all spend just as much time, especially in Atlanta. None of us really knew anyone else in Atlanta, so it's really given us a position to really get to know each other and become really close, and not only just with the cast, but with the crew. We're all very, very close with our crew. They are way cooler than all of us. They're pretty cool people. So we have a lot of fun together.
That's good. Thank you.
Of course.
Thanks,
yeah,
Ashley.
Thank you.
All right. I get my switchboard to work. It all of a sudden just stopped on me. There we go. Okay. We have three more callers. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, awesome. Leslie, you're on the air with Candace.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, Leslie.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm vibrating. Yay! Okay. I am dying to know, because you were talking earlier about how they're not really sticking to the book series, and I actually read the book series in high school, which is many eons ago, but since they're not sticking to the character the way they are in the book, do you kind of hope they make Caroline a vampire at some point, and if you do, why or why not?
Honestly, I mean, obviously, I think it'd be fun. Like, we all, I mean, how cool would it be to have your own fangs? Like, we all want the fang fitting. That would be very, very fun. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm excited. I feel like the writers have been doing such a great job building up the storylines and you know, with the characters and where everyone's been going. And, you know, it's kept everything's been very exciting, and but there's still so much to be told. So I don't really know where it's all going to go, but, yeah, I think it'd be pretty awesome to have a pair of fangs. I think all of us do.
Well, yeah. You're doing an amazing job on this show, and just tell all your buddies over there that we absolutely adore you guys. You're like the highlight of our week.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you
well,
so
you
much.
You have a really good night.
Really
thank you
thank
so much
you
for
too.
Answering the question.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Leslie. That was sweet. All right.
That was sweet.
Now we have Aura. Aura, you're on the line with Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Hi, Aura. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. What's going on?
I was wondering, how was it to film the season finale? Because that was completely amazing. I mean, the whole thing with Catherine coming back and poor John getting his chopped off his fingers, but it was just so amazing.
Yay! I thought it was amazing too when we got the scripts. Like, literally, it went from, we all went to work the next day being like, so, you read the finale? And you're like, yeah. You read the finale? Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Like, everyone was freaking out. Like, everyone, you know, the writers definitely knocked it out of the park, I think. And, you know, to the point where we're all just like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next season? Because none of us know at this point. So, No, we don't know. We're in the same boat with you guys. Like, everyone keeps asking, like, so what's coming up season two? I bet you know. I'm like, Mom, I really don't know. Like, if I was going to tell anyone, I would tell you, Mom, but I don't know. So, yeah, the finale, though, it was fun. It was a parade, you know. Everyone got to dress up, and then watching the car crash was really, really scary. That was a pretty gnarly night on set. But, yeah, it was fun. I'm glad that you enjoyed it, though.
All right, well, it was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Colin.
Yes. All right, we got one more caller. She has a really good question.
Oh, goodness.
This is Brittany. Brittany, you're on the air with Candace.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Candace. Oh, my God, this is, like, amazing. Okay, I'm sorry. My question is, what advice can you give younger actors who really want to be in the acting business that are just starting out?
I personally stole my dad's advice and have been using it, but I will say that this came from him. He told me that no doesn't mean never, it just means not yet. And it's something that definitely stuck with me. With audition after audition after audition, just because you're being told no doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It just also means that maybe you just weren't right for the part, you know, and so later on there's another part that you're right for, and so you're going to have to hear a lot of no's before you hear a yes. And it's not just with acting, it's with anything that you want to do, you know, like even applying to colleges, you know, there's a chance that you might hear no, but there's also the chances that you might hear yes. You just have to persevere and know that, you know, that you're working hard, and you know that you're being responsible to what you want to do, and that you're taking the steps to really achieve it. And so it's really just perseverance. It's not about, if you sit there and think about all the other talented people in the world, you know, there's going to always be 1,000 other people more talented than you. But if you want it more, and if you know in your heart that you're willing and you have that passion for it, then it can be yours. You just have to work hard and really persevere. And so those are the things that my parents instilled in me. And so that's been my biggest, my guide to getting to this point in my life and hopefully whatever other points I'm going to get to in my life, that's what's going to stick with me.
Thank you so much. You're so amazing. You're such an amazing actress.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in, really. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Brittany. So sweetie. All right.
Aww.
All right. We have, we picked up everyone, I believe. I'm checking right now real fast if there's another call on the line.
I think there might be one more.
Okay. Yep, I see one more. Can we have time for one more?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Leslie, you're on the line with Candace.
Hello?
Leslie? Yes, Leslie, you're on the line with Candace.
I think you've already taken my question.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. No, for some reason, my switchboard operator was telling me that I had another call, and I thought that I might have picked you up, but I was just making sure because I didn't want to miss out on anybody. Thanks, hon.
Hey. Well, I really
thanks, Leslie.
What a sweetie. Yeah, sometimes it's hard when we have so many callers come in to sort them all out on the switchboard because it's all on the computer and it's just a big lineup of them. And so,
oh, no way.
It gets crazy. So, well, we have a little surprise that we wanted to do for you, seeing as last week was your birthday. Happy birthday, belated to you.
Thank you.
But right before we do that, we always want to ask our guests if they will do one favor for us and do a little recording clip for us, and we use it in our commercials for some of our other shows. If you could just say, this is Candace Aquila, and you're listening to the VRO, and if you want to add some flair to it or add, you know, and I play, you know, on so-and-so, if you want to add anything to it, you are always welcome to, and we will record whenever you're ready.
Okay. This is Candace Aquila, and you're listening to the VRO.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Of
and thanks
course.
For spending so much time with us tonight. We are so appreciative, and we very much look forward to next season and to having you back on again next season to talk about it once the season gets underway.
Yep.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
All right. And Amy, are you back?
Yes. Hey.
All right.
Okay, Candace, last Saturday we had a top secret show, and this top secret show was for you. And I haven't played the clip on the switchboard, so I really hope it works.
Oh.
The fans just wanted to show how much they love you, so here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Candace, this is Haley at Lovable Sin on Twitter, and I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday and wonderful birthday.
So, happy birthday, Candace. I absolutely love you, and I know you're nothing like your character.
Hey, Candace, this is Marina. I'm Mina Loves TBD on Twitter. I want to wish you a very special happy birthday. I hope you have fun whatever you do. And also, wanted to mention when I was in Georgia during the season finale filming, you were incredibly sweet to me, taking pictures and chatting with me like we're old friends. So thank you so much for that. I wish you a very much health and happiness always, and go Caroline, woo!
Hi, Candace. This is Jason, or SnowballX on Twitter, and I just want to say thank you for so much for fighting for a cause, and you're very inspirational, and you're one of my favorite characters on TVD, and I love your music, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Hello. Hey, Candace, it's Matt Davis, your colleague, coworker, and dear friend, calling to wish you a very merry happy birthday. And I thought you were on the air, so I was trying to intercept you, but I guess I have to wait until Wednesday.
Hi, Candace, this is Benny. I'm at PinkPuff20 on Twitter. Want to wish you a very happy birthday. Bye.
Happy birthday, Candace.
Hey, Candace, it's Natalie. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you have a beautiful day. And remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Bye.
Hey, Candace. It's Amber from the VRO, and I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday.
Hey, Candace, this is Lisa from the VRO. Just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. Have a good one.
Hey, Candace, this is Gina from the VRO. Happy birthday, and I hope you have many, many more to come.
Hey, Candace, this is Christy Roberts. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I hope it was a good one, and I hope you have many more to come and many blessings this year. Love ya.
Candace, this is a happy birthday from Vampire Stalkers. Brian and Jessica and Travis, just hope you have a good one. Getting lots of trouble. That's what we tell everybody. We want you to have more trouble than get more trouble than we do, for sure. We can't wait to see you in season two. Bye.
So, happy birthday, Candace, from all of us at the VRO and all your Vampire Diary fans.
Thank you so much. That was so sweet.
And we actually thought Matt was going to call back tonight to prank you, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Wait. Wise move. Wise move, old man Davis.
Old man Davis. We might have to use that one next time he calls.
Oh, no, no. That is not. Oh, man, I hope. No. Sarah Canning started that from the beginning. I'm just.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, thank you so much again for being here with us, for taking time out of your day and coming and hanging out with us and answering the fans' questions, because, you know, doing this really lets them, you know, hear their questions answered from you. It really makes them feel like a part of the show, a part of the whole, you know, it makes them feel like a part of the whole fan base even more, you know, and so this is just an awesome thing for all of you guys from the Vampire Diaries that have come this month to do that and help us out with really getting you in touch with the fans. And so we appreciate it so much.
Well, of course, thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it as well. Thank you.
Thanks. And we will definitely be having you next year. We can't can't go the whole season without talking to our Candace next year.
Oh, true. Perfect. No, I'm very excited. We'll definitely be chatting.
All right. And good luck when you start filming again in July. We'll be out there to watch.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the birthday messages. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Guys.
Good luck. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. You too. Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hello?
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 Hey, Anton, you can go ahead and hang up.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Let's run through our schedule for the next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks,
bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, coming up Friday. No, tomorrow. Who do we have tomorrow? I don't even know who we have tomorrow.
We have Diane Fanning, I believe her name is. She is an author. She'll be on our writer's night tomorrow night with Angie.
Yes. And then Friday we have Michael Trevino. And then Saturday we have Marcos. Sega? I can't even say his last name right now.
Yeah.
And who do we have Sunday?
Sunday, we just got this one. Ooh, it's exciting. Sunday, we have, oh my goodness, let me go over to the page real fast because we just got him, so I want to make sure I give you the right time and everything. On Sunday, we will have, come on, open up, pagey. Now my page is going to be a big old bomb and not open up. All right, Amy, you might have to tell them because my darn BTR page isn't opening for me.
Okay, hold on 1 minute.
Everybody's BTR page is being a pain. Here we go. I got it now, finally. Okay, here we go. On Sunday, this is a special episode of our Vampire Diaries Month, Twilight Diaries Sunday, at 9 p.m. Eastern, we will have Steven Martinez, who played the evil, naughty, naughty vampire Frederick on the Vampire Diaries.
But you guys have to be nice to him.
Yes.
If you're not nice to him, then that's the end of the VRO. We'll cancel forever.
Forever!
No! And then next Monday is our rescheduled interview with Susan Walters, Mrs. Lockwood. And then on Monday, Paul Summers.
Tuesday.
That's Tuesday?
Tuesday.
I'm sorry,
Tuesday,
yeah, Monday,
yeah.
Monday is Susan Walters. That's right. Tuesday is Paul Summers. Okay. Now you got it now. You can go. I'll let you jump back to it.
Amber, why don't you go ahead and tell us?
All right. Wednesday, May 26th, you would give me the hard name because I don't want to get this wrong. Is it Margaret McIntyre?
Yeah.
Did I get it right? Okay.
You got it right.
Who plays Caroline's mom, Cher Forbes. And after some of the things that Candace said tonight, I think that that's going to be an interesting interview, hiding all these seeks. The 27th, this is the one that everybody's waiting on. We're going to have Julie Plec on the show, who is the writer, or I guess she co-writes with Kevin Williamson for the show. So that's going to be a really exciting show, because if anybody knows anything about season 2, it's going to be her. So that should be a good one.
And you guys don't want to miss that show, because we might have some stuff up our sleeves during that show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it. And then, guys, in case you missed her interview last Tuesday, because she was unable to call in at the 9 o'clock hour, so she called in later in the show, we will actually be having Melise Jow back on Friday, May the 28th, 9 p.m.
Yep. And if everybody's listening, that's going to be from Friday until Friday. That's 8 days. We have 8 straight days of interviews, cramming in the last bit into our Vampire Diaries month. So bear with us if we are half dead by the end of the week. Also, bear with us if we don't get back with emails and stuff right away. We have a lot going on, so we can make these interviews as best as possible for everybody that listens. So, yes, just tune in every night from Friday. Just leave it on your computer. There's no reason to turn it off because the VRO is going to be going straight for 8 days.
Yep.
Can you just imagine that 8th day?
I'm just going to fall over. Well,
it's
going to
be like a scene from the Bible.
I'm sad.
And on the 8th day, they rested.
I'm sad because that Melise, that 8th day, the Melise interview, I won't be here. But that's okay because that's going to give my other co-host time to shine.
Yay!
But my son, the reason why is because my son is graduating high school that night. So it's important. I wouldn't miss this for anything but something important.
Wow, I still can't believe Daniel's graduating high school.
I know.
Well, congratulations to him.
No, thank you. I'll let him know.
I've got a couple that are graduating on the 29th. Our graduation down here is going to be the 29th. So the 8th day that I'm supposed to be resting, I'll be at graduation all day. So
okay.
I won't get to rest until the 9th day, the 10th day, whatever.
And the VRO, yes, the VRO, when I say the VRO, I mean all of us. The first week, as of right now, we have nothing booked. The first week of June. But the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th, we will not be on air unless we have a urge to be on air because we are taking a vacation, and we are taking a vacation together a couple
yeah.
Well,
of
actually,
hours.
Amy, the 7th. You said the 7th?
Yeah.
The 7th, we're supposed to start up the True Blood show.
That's right. I totally forgot. Okay, Amber and Jess will be
only up
here.
To the 6th, yes. Only up to the 6th will we all be gone.
Yes. Up to the 6th, we will all be gone.
Yes, the 4th, 5th, and 6th, a whole bunch of the VRO is representing at Con Carolinas.
Yep, and you know, if you're a long-time listener of ours, when we're at conventions like this or just hanging out, there's no telling who we're going to put a show up and who's going to be actually hosting that show.
Exactly. And there's no telling who we might be hanging out with. So, guys, come and hang out with us. You
yeah.
never know who we know.
And, but, yeah, that's about it. And I'm going to have to mention this on air. The form, if you can't get onto the form, you need to email me, amymccracken@thevro.com, and if you can't get on, let me know, and I will tell you why. That's all I got to say.
Y'all.
I'm done talking.
They're making fun of me in the chat room again because of my non-Twitter name. Y'all naughty, naughty people.
And I'm going to email someone Jess's, because I don't even know Jess's Yahoo name. There we go. So, yeah, I want to thank everyone for, what's the email again? Okay, look, this is my email. If you can't get on the form, email me. Let me know. It's amymccracken@thevro.com, and I will tell you why you can't get on the form, and I will let you know if you can get back on the form. But we are going to go out now. We are going to say goodbye, and we will talk to you all later.
Yep. We'll see you guys later. Hopefully you can
make
it tomorrow. Yeah. Hopefully you can make it tomorrow night to support our Writers Night show with Angie. That will be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. It'll be 10 o'clock. Guys, try to be here.
Hey, goodbye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Fans and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com. You're listening to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio.